In today's stage of the Tour de France, cyclist Lance Armstrong finished fourth, but he's still leading overall in the three-week-long race. Now the racers have entered the mountains, the Pyrenees, along the border with Spain. A few weeks ago on this program, we met Lance Armstrong's coach, Chris Carmichael, and now he joins us again from near the path of the race. He's in Lourdes. Mr. Carmichael, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I suppose you've had a chance to talk to Lance Armstrong tonight?
Yes.
How's he doing?
Today was a tough day. A little better than yesterday. Yesterday was the time trial. He had a real hard ride there. Made some mistakes in his warm-up for the time trial that led to him losing some significant time to his chief rival, Jan Ulrich. And he was paying a little bit of that price still today. But I think things will start taking a turn a little more positively over the next couple days.
He's been paying a price for a lot of things over the last several days, hasn't he? Quite a few mishaps and so forth in this race.
It's been a very eventful Tour de France. I mean, from the day after the prologue, the very first stage, there was a big crash that took out a lot of people, and Lance was in the middle of that. And then, you know, there was a crash. Beloki went down, broke his leg, and, you know, he narrowly missed that.
So what do you say to a guy when he gets to the end of a day and he's just totally worn out and you've got to get him ready for another day of riding?
You know, he's the leader of the Tour de France right now. He's got the yellow jersey. It's up to somebody else to take it away. And so far he's been withstanding the attacks. He's had them kind of nibbling away at him. And I think you got to focus on the positive things. You got to make sure that you're looking at all the kind of fundamentals, making sure that he's keeping up with good nutrition, hydration, you know, making sure that he's getting good recovery. And he's a professional. He knows what he needs to do. What you try to do is reinforce those things and have him be able to reflect back and see clearly what, you know, he's accomplished to date. Yesterday I said, look, Lance, you know, I mean, just a few days ago, avoiding that crash. I mean, you had no idea that was going to happen. I mean, geez, that could have easily taken you out and maybe possibly ended your career like it might well do to Beloki. So you want to reflect back and bring up those things so he can recall them and gain confidence from those events.
And is he saying much to you, or is he not very talkative at the end of a day?
Well, right off the bike, he's not very talkative. But then later on, he was fun tonight, you know, making a lot of jokes and laughing about a couple of his teammates. So he's pretty upbeat right now.
Chris Carmichael is the coach of Lance Armstrong, and he's in Lourdes, France. Mr. Carmichael, thanks for the update.
Thank you.